some dangerous electrical hazards and how electricians avoid them. When working with electricity, the local electricians from the Sydney suburbs always stay careful. Besides, they take the necessary precautions to safeguard themselves from electrical hazards. Today, we will be taking a look at some of these hazards that can be fatal. With that, we will also discuss how the electricians avoid them following the conventional guidelines. Electrocution from direct contact. To avoid this hazard, the electricians in Campbelltown and other Sydney suburbs inspect the placement of power lines and leakages, if any. Also, if they suspect that there is a leakage nearby, they wear insulated gloves or protective gear before starting the repairs or replacements. Besides, they use non-conductive tools like fiberglass ladders, etc. to stay safe. The shock from lack of grounding. If grounding isn't present in a specific area, it can lead to the electrician getting a shock. So, the first thing that electricians do is inspect the grounding, and if it is absent, they turn off the mains before continuing the repairing work. Additionally, after consulting with the owner of the place, they install the grounding to make the circuits and other electrical devices safer. Electrical hazard caused due to short circuit. Basically, any metal body can get short circuited and can give a shock. That is indeed pretty hazardous. So, to avoid this, they use testing equipment over all appliances, wiring and electrical components. If the result turns out to be positive, the local electricians in Nerellen and other nearby Sydney suburbs disconnect the power supply from the source and replace the components. However, if an appliance of yours has become short-circuited, it needs to be replaced to avoid the shock. Fire from the electrical system. If and when there is a burnt switch or any electrical device or appliance, the electricians disconnect the power source first, since fire can break out from the system anytime. Moreover, if there is a leakage, it can lead to direct electrocution. After disconnecting, the professionals start testing and assessing the circuits and electrical framework and do what is necessary to solve the problem. Inspecting source of water near high voltage areas. Since water is a conductor of electricity, the local electricians in Mount Annan and other nearby Sydney suburbs inspect the areas for water. If they detect it, they will disconnect the supply from the source and wait for it to dry. And only after that will they start their work, checking their tools first. Electricians always use tools that have insulation. This helps them to stay protected from sudden electrical shocks during testing. However, before using them, they check their insulation before repairing to make sure they are in the best shape.